This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Former Speaker Damannath Thungana passes away today at the age of 83. President Ramchandra Pardal and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expressed sorrow over demise of former Speaker Thungana. Prime Minister Oli holds discussion with officials of Medical Education Commission on the problems facing medical education. Candidacies filed today for the upcoming local-level by-elections. Election Code of Conduct comes into effect, and G7 backs Ukraine as Zelensky says he wants to end war next year. Now the news in detail. Former Speaker Damannath Thungana passed away today at the age of 83. According to Thungana's private secretary, Dr. Rudra Sharma, Thungana died in course of treatment at Baneswar Best Frontline Hospital at 1:30 p.m. Thungana, also the senior advocate, was battling with liver-related issues for some time. He was elected the House of Representative member from the Kathmandu Electoral Constituency 2 during the 1992 general elections, representing the Nepali Congress. He served as the House of Representatives Speaker from 2048 to 2051 Bikram Sambat. Thungana, who contributed significantly to the country's democratic movement, was jailed time and again by the Panchayati rulers during his political career. He is survived by his spouse, a daughter and two sons. His last rites will be conducted tomorrow on Monday. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pardal and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli have expressed their deep sorrow over the demise of former Speaker Thungana. Taking to a social site account, the head of the state and head of the government paid tributes to the late Thungana and extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. The candidacies have been registered today for the upcoming local-level by-elections. According to the Election Commission, nominations for the candidates vying in the upcoming by-election were registered from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today at the office of the concerned election officers. Election symbols will be conferred on the candidates between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the 20th of November itself, while the by-election will be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 1st of December for 44 vacant seats across the country. Meanwhile, the Election Code of Conduct for the upcoming local-level by-elections, scheduled for the 1st of December, has officially come into effect today. According to the Election Commission's Joint Secretary and spokesperson Nita Pokhrel Arial, the Code of Conduct is applied to people holding public posts in their respective districts, to authorities concerned and to officials. The Election Commission has warned of legal action against anyone is found violating the Election Code of Conduct. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today held a discussion with officials of Medical Education Commission on the problems facing medical education. The issues like determination of student seats, fee as per private medical college and hostel management featured in the discussion. Prime Minister Oli spoke on the need of ensuring easy admission for nursing education in any of the institutes recognized by the CTEVT. The Nepal Rastra Bank has unveiled its Strategic Analysis Report 2024. The report aiming to provide financial updates based on cyber-enabled fraud reported this year has been presented to the government today. The report shows that the highest number of people between 18 years and 24 years and who have stated student as their profession are found involved in such type of suspected transactions. As many as 29 passengers were injured when two buses collided each other at Noyapul Gore Chautara of Bandipur Rural Municipality in Tonahu District. It occurred along the Prithvi Highway this afternoon. According to the district police office, Tanahu, among the injured ones, two are in critical condition. The passengers trapped in the collided buses were rescued with the help of a dozer. Police added that the injured ones are receiving treatment at Lakshmi Hospital of Dumre in the district. A high-level delegation led by the Director General of India's Sashastra Seema Suraksha Bal, SSP, Amrit Mohan Prasad, called on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak today. The meeting held at the Home Ministry in Simhadarbar today focused on enhancing cooperation between the Armed Police Force, APF, of Nepal and the SSB to strengthen border security. During the discussion, the minister called for additional support and cooperation from the SSB in addressing cross-border issues such as drug smuggling, human trafficking and other criminal activities. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has directed the authorities concerned to take effective measures in order to reduce road accidents. During a discussion at Home Ministry in Simhadarbar today, Home Minister Lekhak instructed concerned sites including road department, drivers, transport entrepreneurs and security personnel to be serious so that traffic rules would be enforced well to reduce the road accidents. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has instructed the subordinate agencies to install new pipes in the places of broken water supplying pipes in Kathmandu Valley. After receiving information that the pipelines in some places where Melamchi's water is being distributed are bursting and the water is being wasted, Minister Yadav today instructed all the subordinate agencies to immediately connect and repair the broken pipes and operate the water smoothly. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Leaders of the G7 alliance have reaffirmed support for Ukraine for as long as it takes, as President Volodymyr Zelensky said he wants to end the war through talks next year. According to Al Jazeera, the leaders of the group said in a statement that the G7 confirms its commitment to imposing severe costs on Russia through sanctions, export controls and other effective measures. The Ukrainian president said in a radio interview aired on Saturday that his side will do everything possible so that the war in Russia's invading forces ends in 2025 through diplomatic means. The previous day, Mr. Zelensky said that the re-election of Donald Trump as the United States president means that the war will likely end sooner than it otherwise would have. For his part, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Moscow will only accept an agreement if it sees Kyiv surrender the Ukrainian territory it has lost during the war. Nuclear-armed India has tested its first hypersonic missile, the defense minister said Sunday, publicizing the super-fast high-tech weapon days after rival China showcased its latest military aviation powers. The United States, Russia, China and North Korea have all tested hypersonic missiles and several others are developing the technology. AFP news agency cited Minister of Defense Rajnath Singh as saying in a statement that India has achieved a major milestone by successfully conducting flight trial of long-range hypersonic missile. The test flight comes days after rival and neighbor China showcased its expanding aviation capabilities at an air show with the J-35A stealth fighter jet and attack drones displayed. India's missile blasted off from Abdul Kalam Island off the east coast on Saturday. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi and Bagmati province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Former Speaker Damarnath Thungana passes away today at the age of 83. President Ramchandra Pardul and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expressed sorrow over the demise of former Speaker Thungana. Prime Minister Oli holds discussion with officials of Medical Education Commission on the problems facing medical education. Candidacies filed today for the upcoming local level by-elections. Election Code of Conduct comes into effect. And the G7 backs Ukraine as Zelensky says he wants to end war next year. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.